Welcome to another inspirational message from Gateway Life Church. We're so glad you've joined us and trust that this podcast will be a blessing to you.
I want to talk today about a biblical leader who went from being greatly troubled by God's call to going all in with God's will. And the story that we're going to look at today is from the book of Luke, chapter 1, verses 26 to 38, which also forms Gateway Word of the Week. And this is the story of the angel Gabriel when he visits Mary and announces to her that she will bear the Savior of the world, the Lord Jesus Christ. And we're also going to take a look at Mary's three responses. Number one, the fear in Mary's soul. Number two, the wonder in Mary's mind. And number three, the submission in Mary's heart. So let's pick it up now, looking at number one, the fear in Mary's soul. Looking at Luke chapter 1, verse 26. In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored, the Lord is with you." But Mary was greatly troubled at his words, and she wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God." And as a teenager, Mary is suddenly confronted with a sudden announcement by the angel Gabriel, and is not only afraid, but she's greatly troubled. And to be troubled means to be anxious, worried, bothered, disturbed, confused, and concerned. And in verse 29, we see that Mary is greatly troubled. And I just want to say that when God begins to call us into our next step, that it's okay to be afraid at first. It's okay. It's just not okay to stay afraid. And the reason why I'm talking about the fear in Mary's soul is because sometimes we don't always see fear as a normal reaction, but rather we can see it as something sinister. And the word sinister means the impression that something harmful or evil is happening or will happen. But at the end of the day, our faith must get a grip of fear, otherwise fear will get a grip of our faith. Number two, the wonder in Mary's mind. Let's take a look at verses 31 to 34. "You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end." But then we have a question. And the question is, how will God accomplish this? Mary asked the angel, "Since I am a virgin." Now let's just consider the question that Mary asks. I think it's important for us to understand that Mary is not asking this question of God from a place of fear or of doubt or of unbelief. She's actually asking the question from a place of amazement. She's leaning in and wanting to know more and learn, which stretches her mind, enlarges her heart, and increases her faith. And so she's wanting to know what the next step is. It's like, and have you ever heard, you know, something new, you know, from the Lord, perhaps something that is unfamiliar? Maybe you hear something or see something that is not familiar to you. I want to ask you, how do you respond? Do you respond from a place that, you know, where you think the new thing or the new word or whatever is something sinister, something that's going to harm you? Or are you like, wow, okay, like Mary, because I don't believe that Mary is asking from a place of unbelief. I believe that Mary is asking from a place of amazement and wonderment, and she's wanting to learn more and to lean in. And so she says, so how would this be? How will God accomplish this since I am not intimate with a man? In other words, she's wanting to know all the more what her next step is so that she can bring to pass, as it were, the will and the purposes of God in her life. Paraphrased, I believe that what Mary is asking is, please tell me more about God's plan. And that's what I want to encourage you to do as you go into 2020. God says that He's a God of the new day, that His mercies are new every morning. And He says, forget the former things. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. And so even though God wants to do new things and greater things in every one of our lives, we can actually limit an unlimited God. And the way that we limit an unlimited God is to kind of get stuck on an old thought or on an old mindset. And this is why Jesus said that He cannot put new wine into an old wineskin. And I don't know if you know about wineskins, but you know, a wineskin, the reason why you can't put new wine into old wineskins is because one of the characteristics of new wine is to ferment. And when new wine ferments, it expands and it grows. New wine is not designed to stay still. It's actually designed to grow. And the Holy Spirit is in you to grow from the inside out. And Jesus said if you put new wine into old wineskins, because an old wineskin becomes hard and brittle and resistant to expansion, as the new wine expands, it breaks the old wineskin that's become hard. And Jesus said it's spilt and it's wasted and it's all lost. The same thing happens with you and I. We can be so resistant to a new thing because we're stuck with an old mindset. And I want to encourage you to be like the leader, Mary, in this particular chapter that says, okay, I am a little bit afraid, but I'm happy, scared, but please tell me more. What's my part? What's my role? What's my next step? Number three, my final point today before I invite Pastor Barley to come, and we're going to testify today to a suddenly moment. We're going to testify to two suddenly moments that took place on Friday night, and one of them was disastrous, but it turned out to be a miracle. So we're going to share that with you in a few moments' time. Number three, the submission in Mary's heart. And in verse 35, we read, it's on the screen, the angel answered, the Holy Spirit will come upon you and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age. I just feel that the Holy Spirit is highlighting right there that there's someone here and you believe that you are past the point. You are past the expiry date of bearing something new. A new ministry, new fruit, but the Lord would say, it ain't over for you. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she who was said to be unable to conceive is in her sixth month. For no word from God will ever fail. And Mary responds by saying, I am the Lord's servant. May your word to me be fulfilled. Then the angel left her. What a powerful statement. You know, here's a teenager. It's said that Mary was around about, we're not really sure, 13, 14, maybe 15, 16, who knows? She's a teenager. And I want to inspire and encourage every teenager here today It doesn't matter how old you are, from the youngest to the oldest, God wants to use you. But here is a teenager. And this teenager, Mary, she is risking misunderstanding and rejection from her family, from her betrothed, Joseph, from her friends and from her community. And yet, in verse 38, in spite of it all, Mary makes a bold declaration when she said, "I am the Lord's servant. May your word be fulfilled in me." And in one statement, we see the submission in Mary's heart to God as she goes from being greatly afraid to going all in. But what about us here today? I just want to ask, whose servant are we? Who and what are we serving? You know, like Mary, we don't need to have all of our future mapped out, nor do we need to have all the answers to say, "I am the Lord's servant. Let your word be fulfilled in me." And that's my prayer for you. I don't know what you're going through. I'm not sure what you're facing. But like Mary, again, we don't have to have all the facts. We don't have to have every step laid out and mapped out for us to say, "I am the Lord's servant. May the word of the Lord be fulfilled in my heart today." Amen. My prayer is that that would be your bold declaration. No matter what you're going through, you would come back and get recentered and remember that Christ is the foundation and that we are the Lord's servant, and may his will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand of praise for his word today. How are you, Pastor Bali? How are you, brother? Wow, wow, wow. Come over here, my friend.
First of all, I say thank you for the Lord for a new miracle again in this church. Surely the Lord is God in the Gateway Life Church. Since we started this series of Suddenly, to me, it was just not a simple scripture, but I was living the message of the season of December. I remember myself, the devil wanted to kill me in the road, but he was led, the Lord was in charge of my life. That one passed away. The same week, one of our sister, the daughter to our sister Tamitunda by the name Chance, also behaved the same issue. Loss of breathing, and suddenly that kid also was out of conscience and mind. She found herself in Aubrey Bay's hospital for around 2 weeks. The following week, another person in our community again, the same problem. I kneeled down and asked God, why and why and why and why? I started to call the God of suddenly, the Lord who can change situation, the Lord who can change calamities, the Lord who can change pain to become blessings. I said, no, this is not now. I think to take in granted the way it is happening. I must kneel down and know what is happening spiritually through this. And the Lord answered me that, no, it is a blessings for the new year, which is coming. The devil is trying to stop a miracle and a blessing which the Lord has for us. Before you get the blessings, something happens suddenly to you so that you get what the Lord has for you. We was in Tambaramba this week for fruit picking. And many of our members of the church here are there, and myself, I'm in the place there. We have one of our members here by the name Sam, who was in the pool. There is a public pool there. And because of the hotness of Tambaramba and fruit picking, he was in the pool to take shower among other people there. And suddenly again, the devil came again to visit us in fruit picking. The guy know how to swim, but they was doing some game to the pool by the name Jump and Dip. Sam found himself, he's in a deep water. And in the deep water, he's not good enough to swim. As suddenly Sam died in the water for 1 hour and 20 minutes. Sam is under the water. No one is knowing that Sam is in the water. Was a big shock to me. People comes to my tent crying, pastor, your son is dead. Your son is dead. And I was wondering what is happening. I left everything there because it's very, very hot there. To arrive to the place, I found the son is dead. Dead surely. I started to cry and pray with our sister Adeline. We started our prayers telling God, no, this cannot happen to us. This cannot happen to us. We started to pray, and suddenly, again, the ambulance come and the people of rescue, they came for the rescue of Samuel. It was very hard to them to rescue Samuel. They called the helicopter through Canberra up to Tambaramba to come for the rescue. In Canberra, they came around 17 doctors in one helicopter. To land again for the helicopter was quite a big problem because the weather was very bad. I start to ask God, why this? The guy remained dead the whole night. Yesterday, when I took the car and go to Wagga, where they landed for the first aids, in 5 minutes of my arrival with the sister Adeline and the mother to Samuel, Samuel return to his normal senses. He started to ask me, Pastor, how are you? Why am I here? I start to cry and I tell Samuel, you are a really miracle in this year. That sign shaked my faith. And I was just asking God more questions. Why this? Like the message which my bishop came to preach today. What Mary was not expected to happen is why he was feeling all his heart more questions. I'm just advancing, lady, how this can happen to me? But I praise God. You know, I was there translating this message and I got the one revelation there. It doesn't matter you are advancing. If God want to take place in you, can penetrate in any time you want in your life. And I believe before the end of this year, the Lord will penetrate to someone's life. And the baby, Jesus, must be born in our life. It doesn't matter, more questions, more fear, more tribulation, and the problem we are passing through. Remember, there is someone who can break your virginities and the baby, Jesus, to get pregnancy in you. When the baby gets pregnancy in you, everything will work good for those who believe in God. Samuel is now alive. I'm happy today. I will return to Tambaramba after this service. I said, no, no, let me come and celebrate with my people in the Gateway Life Church. After the service here, we are returning again there. Yes. And I believe, thank you so much, Pastor, for your prayer. You done well to me because I was very down spiritually. But thank you for your prayers. It has made me to be strong again. And I believe I'm returning again with a new strength because of this service of today. May the Lord bless you so much. And remember, as I go, give place in your life where the baby Jesus will be born. Not only to celebrate Christmas, give place where the baby will be born in your heart. Thank you.
Thank you, Pastor Barley. Give him a real big hand. That's amazing. Praise God. Amen. Come on. Praise God. Wow, 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 wow. I tell you what, I felt so heavy as well. Like I'm ready to recline and just rest. And you just never know when you're going to have a suddenly moment. And suddenlies aren't always, you know, divine. Suddenlies can be shocking. And it was very shocking to me. As soon as I picked up the phone, as I said earlier, I could sense Pastor Barley was so heavy in spirit. And I'm like, what's wrong? And he told me. And so we prayed, and Adeline and everyone else was praying as well. So together, we got our miracle for Sammy in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. There's always a suddenly in God. There's always a suddenly in God. And it can happen at any moment. This is why you should never give up on God. Because God never gives up on us.
Thanks for listening to this week's message from Gateway Life Church. We hope you were equipped, encouraged, and empowered. To stay engaged or to learn more about us, please visit gatewaylifechurch.org.au. We hope to see you soon.